You are listening to The Standard's Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
Hey, Sydney Parakil.
Hey, Matthew Childs.
Well, shall we have The Standard's Desk of News?
Yep, let's do it.
Yes, this is the Standards Desk of News, news about standards and standards in the news. And this time we are covering stories from November 2025.
And we start with a new standard on suicide awareness and the workplace.
BSI has published BS 3480, the first British standard dedicated to addressing the risk of suicide and its impact in the workplace. Developed with input from charities, government, experts, and those with lived experience, the standard provides evidence-based guidance for organisations of all sizes and sectors. BS 3480 helps workplaces plan for, respond to, and support individuals affected by suicide. It offers practical advice on developing policies, identifying warning signs, creating safety plans, and communicating sensitively. Toolkits for HR and line managers ensure a consistent approach across organisations. The standard has been widely welcomed by mental health charities, government leaders, and workplace experts as a vital framework for prevention, intervention, and postvention. It is free to download and aims to foster safer, more supportive workplaces while encouraging open conversations and reducing stigma. For more information, follow the link in the show notes. Japan Hospital achieves first ISO 7101 certification.
BSI has announced that Kameda General Hospital in Kamogawa, Japan, has become the first hospital worldwide to be certified to ISO 7101 for healthcare quality management. ISO 7101 provides healthcare organizations with a comprehensive framework to strengthen patient safety, improve operational efficiency, and enhance the overall quality and consistency of care. It supports clearer governance, better risk management, and a culture of continual improvement across clinical and non-clinical functions. Kameda's achievement sets an important global precedent, demonstrating how ISO 7101 can be used in practice to drive measurable improvements in healthcare quality. Its certification is expected to inspire hospitals around the world to adopt the standard and elevate patient care. And sticking with certifications, BSI achieves global first in AI management certification.
BSI has become the first certification body globally to be accredited by the United Kingdom Accreditation Service, UCAS, to deliver AI certification services, building on its existing accreditation from the Dutch accreditation body, RVA. This dual accreditation reinforces the robustness of BSI's work in certifying against ISO IEC 42001, the world's first international standard for AI management systems, and strengthens confidence in its role supporting trust and good governance in AI. The announcement comes as the market for AI assurance expands rapidly, with concerns about unaccredited providers offering audit services. BSI's dual accreditation provides regulators, partners, and organizations with assurance of impartiality and competence, enabling businesses to demonstrate that their AI systems are managed responsibly and transparently. SEN and SENLEC Standards Plus Innovation Award winners 2025.
During November, SEN and SENLEC presented the 2025 Standards Plus Innovation Awards, celebrating groundbreaking contributions to standardization. Among the winners, Luca Nanani took the Young Researcher Prize for translating his PhD research on AI ethics into standards impact. Dr. Rembrandt Coppelaar won as an individual innovator for driving forward the development of digital product passports. The inaugural Education Award went to Nizar Abdelkafi in recognition of his efforts to embed standardization teaching in higher education. These winners exemplify how research, innovation, and education work together with standardization to deliver real-world impact and steer Europe's future technological direction. Congratulations to all the winners. And of course, for more standards education, check out the BSI Education Hub. The link is in the show notes. Standards take center stage at COP30.
Standards were front and center at COP30, which took place between the 10th and the 21st of November in Belém, Brazil, where ISO joined forces with IEC, UL Standards and Engagement, BSI, and 17 other organizations in the Standards Pavilion. The pavilion hosted a series of workshops, panels, and interactive sessions that underscored the role of international standards in climate policy, reporting, and implementation. The standards community highlighted how key standards already enable real climate action, the net zero guidelines for tracking greenhouse gas reductions, the ISO 14000 family for embedding sustainability into core operations, ISO 50001 for energy efficiency, ISO 32210 for sustainable finance, and ISO TS19870 for emissions accounting in clean hydrogen. And finally, celebrating World Quality Week.
World Quality Week 2025 took place on the 10th to the 14th of November and was themed Quality, Think Differently. It celebrated innovation, leadership, and agility in quality management. Hosted by the Chartered Quality Institute and the International Register of Certificated Auditors, the week featured webinars, panels, and discussions on AI, digital transformation, and strategic approaches to quality. Now, as we said in the August and September Standards Desk of News, BSI is leading, on behalf of ISO, the revision of ISO 9001, the world's leading quality management system standard, with a new version expected to be published in October 2026. Key proposed changes include editorial clarifications to the 2015 version, a stronger emphasis on quality culture, ethical behavior, and the role of leadership in driving continuous improvement. Watch this space.
Yes, indeed. Now, a reminder that you can find links to some of the stories we have featured today in the show notes. And the show notes are also where you can find details of our socials and all the other ways to get in touch with us here on The Standard Show. Well, thank you, Cindy Parakil.
Thank you, Matthew Giles.
For November 2025, that's The Standards Desk of News.
You have been listening to The Standards Desk of News. From The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.